Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
The movie Idiocracy is a documentary. It's not for fun. It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
You know, we're not completely there yet. If you've never seen Idiocracy, it's supposed to be the fanciful future in America where a WWE wrestler is the president and the number one TV show in America is Ow My Balls.
Yeah, a guy takes a series of blows to his genitals. The idea being that the smart people have ceased reproducing and only dumb people reproduce.
Which is true to a certain extent.
It's an unfortunate way to put it, but yes.
And you can't deny the celebrity-obsessed culture that we've got going.
Right.
Which fits in with this story. A guy that I wouldn't know if he walked in the room, but he's a huge deal to a lot of people. Jake Paul. What is he?
He's a YouTuber. He has 7
billion. See, okay, stop there. What the hell does that mean? He's a YouTuber.
He puts out content on YouTube, and okay, he is a millionaire because of it.
And people watch it by the millions and millions.
Like, he has 7 billion YouTube views.
Oh, that's hard to wrap your head around.
And he is one of two. There are two. There's Logan and Jake Paul. They're brothers.
Are
they
funny or exceptionally good looking? Or
they are good looking in the way that like the bad guys in 80s high school sit, like the blonde, muscular, right? Uh-huh. They're very kind of the jockey sort of things. I don't find them very funny, but they do things that I believe are intended to be funny.
Okay.
Various prank things. There was the one controversy where one of them was, what was it, like that, the suicide forest in Japan, and he came across a body and, you know, made a weird post about it and got in trouble or whatever that means.
So, yeah, it was very, very weak sauce at the time, as I recall.
So why do I bring this up? Well, this YouTuber that's got a gazillion people following him fancies himself a bit of a fighter and fought an actual MMA guy who is a 2-time NCAA wrestling champion. Now,
I'm watching the video right now. He is a fighter.
This fight in particular was a classic example of one person was taking it much more seriously than the other.
And Jake Paul was taking it seriously, yeah. And the guy who's a 2-time NCAA wrestling champion
got punched in the face and got knocked out. Yeah,
very quickly. Looks rather doughy.
Yeah,
he's not in great shape.
Part of it to me was knowing nothing about it was just the age difference. One of them's in their 20s and the other one's in his late 30s. And
oh,
There's something to that.
So this is not the Paul brothers' first pay-per-view. His first two pay-per-views were where he fought a different, I believe he was a British YouTube influencer. So that's kind of how he got his, he dipped his toes into the fight game. And now he seems to be trying to just scale up his competition and the paydays as they go.
So he knocked out a former NBA player a while back.
Yes.
And then he knocked out this doughy mid-30s.
Technically a former professional fighter, but he was a grappler and he got put into a boxing match.
Okay. He got knocked out.
Okay.
And 2 million people paid $50 to watch this.
Yes.
The guy got knocked out made a $500,000, but the guy who knocked him out made a hell of a lot more than that.
Their base salaries were about $500,000, and Jake Paul's was just under $700,000, but they both had back-end money coming from however many buys this
So
guy.
Somebody commenting on the movie, or a commentator for it, was Pete Davidson of Saturday Night Live, who is not a fan of Jake Paul at all. Do we have a little of the audio of that just to get the flavor, and then I can read some of the quotes?
You could tell how professional this event is by them having me here. We are backstage at Jake Paul's dressing room, or locker room, if you want to call it that. And, you know, today's a really wild day for boxing because it just shows, you know, how low it's truly sunk. I think today proves the fact that if you have enough followers, you can truly f***ing do whatever you want. I mean, maybe PewDiePie will cure cancer and Charlie D'Amelio will become a surgeon.
Other YouTubers.
Who knows? Tonight, we have a bout between Ben Askren, who I don't know who that is still, and I've been reading up on him all week, and Jake Paul. And, you know, they both suck, but, you know, at least somebody's going to get hurt. Now, back to you guys in the booth. Some real announcers over there.
So that might be the perfect person with the perfect attitude for this thing. Just to give you an idea of how low boxing is sunk, you got this YouTuber guy fighting somebody I don't even know who he is. So I like this part. And what he said there, I guess if you have enough followers, you can blanking do anything. Pete Davidson had some fighting words for Jake Paul throughout the show, even calling out the recent sexual assault allegations against Paul. An interview in which Paul was super awkward, probably blah, blah, blah. Davidson asked how Paul was feeling about the allegations. And then there was some back and forth. After finding out blah, 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 Davidson went over to Askren, who explained that even if Jake Paul is a decent fighter, he's still a piece of shit human being. That's a message we're trying to get to the kids, that Jake Paul is a piece of shit.
What a Davidson great declared. Event this is.
Yeah. One of the undercards was a professional slap-off refereed by Ric Flair.
What now?
Now, I don't know if you haven't seen these YouTube corners, but there are professional slapping leagues where guys that are gigantic, not muscle bound, but, you know, the big, just big old boys. Yeah. And they just, like, it's like Kong versus Godzilla. They have a hand in the middle, and then they just trade, smack. And then the last person standing is the winner. But one of the undercards was
like open hand?
Yes, open
but
hand
to
slapping.
The head.
Do you get knocked out, or do you just get tired of the stinging on your face?
I would be decapitated if one of these slaps connected.
Okay.
Jeez Louise, this is Idiocracy or the Roman Empire.
Snoop Dogg was one of the actual fight commentators, but they seem to have done a pretty good job of getting a lot of the in-fight commentary kind of copyright stricken away from the internet. I wasn't able to find any of that stuff. It was a spectacle and very little beyond that.
and the assumption by, I'm guessing, you and others is that we are not at the bottom yet.
No.
We've got further we can go. And as Pete Davidson said, if you got enough followers, you can do anything and somebody will pay to watch it. God, I'm not just trying to be a sensationalist here. Guaranteed we're headed toward a guy who says, I'm going to eat some shit Friday night at 8. It's $30 a throw.
Yes.
And
he will get rich.
And 10 million people around the world will watch him.
I will be that guy. I could use the money.
I will be your champion.
Can I choose the excrement in question?
You know, the president of Ukraine that Trump was famously on the phone with was a YouTuber, and people kind of voted for him as a joke.
Comedian? Is that what he was known as? Yeah, it's usually a little more complicated than that. It's like calling Jason Whitlock a sports writer.
But we could end up with a governor, certainly. A governor would be pretty easy, and maybe even a president, where it's just kind of on a lark. You kind of like him or kind of think it'd be funny or whatever drives all of this stuff. I don't know. There are no gatekeepers anymore. which is kind of cool and kind of frightening.
And kind of an argument for maybe we need gatekeepers.
Yeah, maybe gatekeepers are a good idea. Yeah. Wow. I don't know.
You know, we've had guys punching each other in the head till one falls unconscious for a long time as entertainment. The sweet science of boxing, the square circle.
But we justified it by them being tremendous athletes. These are the best of the best. When bum fighting kind of became a thing pre-YouTube era, pre-social media, everybody decried it as awful. When there were people that going around and giving bums money to hit each other, and everybody decided exploiting the desperate. Everybody decided that's just disgusting. Well, okay. Now we've decided that's okay. As Pete Davidson said, I guess if you got enough followers, you can do anything. And this is how bad boxing has become, huh?
His tone was interesting.
he's a guy who's not exactly, you know, classy highbrow is not exactly his thing, but he was clearly disgusted by the whole thing. Just kind of, this is awful. It's awful that people are getting rich off this.
Jack Cole Porter wrote it in some year, 19-something or other. Anything goes. Times have changed, and we've often rewound the clock since the Puritans got a shock when they landed on Plymouth Rock. If today any shock they should try to stem, instead of landing on Plymouth Rock would land on them. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking, but now God knows anything goes.
That's from 100 years ago, probably.
The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that women prize today are just silly gigolos. Though I'm not a great romancer, I know that I'm bound to answer when you propose anything goes.
Anything goes.
Good stuff, a classic. First version I see is 1956. That's probably when he wrote it.
And maybe it is. You quote Cole Porter, I'll quote Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanities, everything's vanity, you know. None of it really matters, so maybe just we're all going to die, so whatever. The sun also rises.
Wow, I'm glad you said that at the end of this and not the beginning. I would have just screwed it.
If I said at the beginning, you just thought, well, what am I doing then? I'm going to go home.
How much crap are you going to eat?
I'm not going to. You're the one who signed on to this experiment.
$39.95? Is that what it was?
I would like to die with some dignity, and I'm not going to pay to see it.
Going to go to someone, your friend's house who got it?
I'm not going to be on either end of that. Although I paid for Mike Tyson, and the leap from biting a guy's ear off to that is not that much.
No, indeed. Sickening.
I don't know.
Bring back Fox Celebrity Boxing. The audience is ready.
Yes.
Well, I guess that's it.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.